Thank you, Peter. I spent the weekend hemming and hawing about how to describe the essence of David as a clinician and educator. On Sunday evening, I got a call from Ben and Katie reminding me of a letter I sent him almost 20 years ago that he proudly displayed in their kitchen. I would like to share it with you. Dear Dr. Siegelman, did I really call him that? It was noticed by many of us at Bay State Medical Center that you were wearing a tie on the morning of November 13, 1984. This is a very disturbing turn of events, one that very much needs to be addressed before it becomes something of an ongoing problem. You may think that it is your option to dress as you wish, but you are setting an unsettling precedent which may reflect on the attire of future Bay State pediatric residents. There are those of us who have looked up to you as being the ideal role model for the easygoing, Northampton-esque, Levi's over Brooks Brothers pediatrician we'd all like to be. Please don't do something foolish which would destroy your good reputation you've worked so hard to establish here at this fine institution. Sincerely. David was a role model for us in so many ways, not only in his dress. He was the pediatrician we would all like to be. He was an incredible clinician, not only because he was a smart doc, there are lots of those around, but because he had an amazing way with patients. He knew how to put a worried parent at ease with a kind word, or more likely, with his good humor. And the kids, they loved him. Why not? He was a kid himself. This fall, David was listening to a resident discussion of components of the well child check, what needs to be crammed into the visit, and he asked me afterwards if he might give a talk on his take on the well child check. And of course I agreed. I wish I had taped it. It was pure David. No notes, no overheads, no PowerPoint presentation. Just David speaking from the heart. Our job is to let parents know they are doing a great job. It is our opportunity to play with their kids and to congratulate them on their accomplishments as parents, however big or small. His passion for this role as champion of the parent was boundless. David has been a favorite teacher in our program from the time he ventured west from Boston. The faculty would jostle over who would get to co-attend with him on the inpatient service, and the residents who also got to work with him in the office felt doubly blessed. At the end of his month as attending on the inpatient service, I would always cajole him into giving his philosophical get a life talk to the residents and especially to me. By sharing his many interests, he would encourage everyone to find interests outside of medicine, to not let medicine consume their lives, to spend time with family and friends, to get a life. David was so excited about sharing his interest in healthcare in the developing world. When a few of us got together at HPA at 7 o'clock one morning in October, the REACH, Residents Educated in Alternative Culture and Health curriculum was born. Each monthly meeting since then has brought new faces and new ideas along with incredible enthusiasm. Guess who was at the center of that? I will miss his weekly or sometimes daily emails with ideas, contacts, or whatever. You could feel his limitless energy jump from the page. On Sunday, as I went for a walk, thinking about David and all that we will miss, I was listening to Springsteen, and this refrain from Into the Fire seemed fitting to share with you. May your strength give us strength. May your faith give us faith. May your hope give us hope. May your love bring us love. May your strength give us strength. May your faith give us faith. May your hope give us hope. May your love bring us love. David, knowing you has made us stronger, more faithful to our craft, more hopeful of the future, and has brought us love. As many people have said over the last several days, you always made each of us feel like your best friend. Thank you. And thank you to your family for sharing this remarkable person with us. Our hearts are breaking with you.
Thank you.